What's the best part of a Dunkin' run? The coffee or the dollar donut? $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese you can add to that coffee? Or the fact that you get to leave the office? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' run. Great deals on food for $1, $2, or $3 with a medium or larger coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Welcome to BreezeLine, where you'll say, ta-ta, T-Mobile. Our home internet is just plain better. More reliable and faster because we put internet first. If there's network congestion, we won't slow your internet down like T-Mobile does to help their cell customers. And right now, you can try out a true internet experience with BreezeLine's reliable and fast fiber-powered home internet. Find your perfect speed with prices starting at $19.99 a month for 24 months. Terms and conditions apply. Go to BreezeLine.com to learn more.
And love, whose world is it? The other day, my daughter was telling me about an article she read about this inventor who said he could change the way life is created. He has reportedly created a machine where babies are created. According to this inventor, babies could be created and grown in a pod, and a simple button would simply be pushed at the time of birth. The inventor said it was still in the development stages and that if ethical questions could be addressed, it would be ready to go. This made me think about how did we get to this point where somehow the idea of having children is so far removed from the idea that the creation of life itself is such a gift that this inventor is now talking about just simply pushing a button. This reminded me of two songs, one by James Brown, where part of the lyrics are, it is a man's world, but a man would be nothing without a woman. Oh, I'm not quoting directly. Of course, the song is dated to its era, but the idea is that love is about sharing. The other song is about you're no one till someone loves you. Again, a song very much in keeping with its era. We have come to understand that one must first love oneself to truly be able to give love to another or others. In fact, what these songs point out is the need to share power when it comes to love. That in love, it is about the sharing and caring that is the most important. It is clearly understood if we only loved ourselves or the power that we have in society, we would be like narcissists. The mythological Greek character who so much loved his image that he would look at himself at a pool of water and was never able to love anyone else. I believe the answer to the question is, whose world is it when it comes to love? It is to those who are capable of loving, not only themselves, but others as well. Well, for now, remember that although life may bring you many challenges or many storms, love always wins. Till next time, stay well.